Be a part of history on February 14th at 2 p.m. Memphis Wrestling is back. Join us at Top of the Line Event Hall for live TV tapings. Limited tickets are on sale now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
This episode is brought to you by Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is the perfect blend of water and silicone. It is an all-purpose personal lubricant that can be used for any occasion. You will love the natural feeling and look of it. It is safe for sensitive skin. Go to spunklube.com and tell them Shootin' the Shiznit sent you.
You didn't know? Well, your ass better. Well, you better tell someone. Tell someone about STSPod.club. Tell them now. Call them. Text them. Tell them. Telegram. Send them video messages. Whatever. Tell them.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Shooting the shiznit, shooting the shiznit. Best little wrestling podcast in the business. Your host BT and all his guests. You never know who he'll have next. Shooting the shiznit, shooting the shiznit. Best little wrestling podcast in the business. Shooting the shiznit.
All right, we're live from STS Studios in Jonesboro, Arkansas. There you go. Five star. I'm excited. We're Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. We're all fired up and ready to go. I have my old buddy, Dustin Five Star. Dustin, first time. Actually, it's the second, but don't tell nobody. Tom, we've been live here on video. How's it going, Dustin?
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing great. If I was any better, I would be sick, BT. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. We big announcement this week with Championship Wrestling, taping it in Memphis. And we want to talk about it. That's all I want to talk about is Memphis Wrestling coming back. You've had it on TV, CW Wrestling, but this is Memphis Wrestling with Memphis legends and local Memphis people. How excited are you?
Oh my gosh, I can't even put it into words. And you and I have spoken behind the scenes and off the air for these last 2 years. You're actually one of the first people I called. Hey, we've got this show. I know you have a following, a good podcast that me and my Maria have been on several times. And so you've been kind of knowing a little bit behind the scenes and doing a good job kayfabing it. So I appreciate that. But we announced on Tuesday of this week that Championship Wrestling from Memphis will debut our first TV tapings on February the 14th. That is Valentine's Day because we love Memphis Wrestling. And then the actual premiere on television on CW30 in Memphis and on YouTube.com/Championship Wrestling is on February 27th. Now, the cool thing about that is February 27th is our 100th episode. That's huge for us. But in turn, we're really flipping the calendar because it's going to be episode one of Championship Wrestling from Memphis. So let me make it official. Memphis Wrestling is back. Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. I want everyone to know you get to see the first half of our interview right here live on Facebook. The second half you'll have to download, listen to on the podcast, or you can subscribe to Patreon. That's right. And you're talking about on the 27th. I might as well go ahead and tell this little thing, too, because like you said, we've been talking about this forever, and I've been saying, tell me when it's going to happen. Tell me when it's happening, because I got an idea. You know, when I did WrestleRideOnline.com, the start of the week on the website was my review of Memphis Wrestling. Everybody was like, oh, what did BT think about me? BT sucks. Screw him. Blah, blah, blah. But we start the 27th at 1 o'clock, right after the TV show. We'll go live. I'll be with Rhino JB. He's a big Twitch guy. Yeah, yeah. And we'll be doing the review show of Memphis, a Championship Wrestling for Memphis. Make sure I got that. You're going to love the name of the show, Dustin. You know what the name of the show is?
Hit me with it.
rolling into Mimpo, baby. It's the championship wrestling from Memphis show. That's right, baby. I'm excited. This is a new guy, Rhino JB. You actually suggested him. We have not done one podcast together. So, but it'll be very similar to the people that listen to our Dynamite. It's what was the best thing? What was the worst thing? What do you look forward to? Who's the MVP? We'll do all of that, and we'll get it out as quick as possible so everybody can listen to what we thought about the show. So let's go back to the show real quick. You're going to use local talent. You're going to use legends. But, Dustin, I'm going to kind of throw you right out there. Buddy, you're going to be the Cody Rhodes. You're going to be the Vince McMahon, the Triple H. That's going to be you. You're not only going to be a TV personality. And many people don't know this. You're on TV. You're looking all pretty and everything, but you just spent 8 hours putting up video clips on Instagram. But now you're going to be writing the TV and getting and dealing with the talent. So there you go.
That's the real life behind the scenes. Yeah. So before you see me on television on this deal, I would have just put up the ring and produced backstage skits and everything else, and you know, dust myself off, maybe put on a new jacket, and then get after it on television. So one of the things I'm really excited about, first of all, being compared to Cody Rhodes in any sense to me is a major, major compliment, first and foremost. So, but we're excited. Me and Maria will actually be at the broadcast booth hosting the show and doing commentary together. So that husband-wife dynamic and the way that she sees things differently than I see things, this could be very interesting. We do plan to have some special guests coming in to do commentary with us, whether it's local radio hosts or local TV people, or gosh, you just never know with Memphis Wrestling. So yeah, man, we'll be doing it all. There's a lot of pressure, but I think now it's just time to execute it. And I want to direct everybody to championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. We relaunched that on Tuesday. And if you go to the roster page, you can see a lot of the talent that we already have scheduled. Now, there are going to be some surprises, so not everybody is there, but we are updating it literally every single day. And then also while you're there, go ahead and click tickets and you can see our television taping schedule. We've got TV taped or scheduled for the next 6 months. And of course, we'll add dates to that, but we're February 14th, March 7th, and then April 11th, just to give you a good snapshot. And so this is the real deal, Holyfield, man. Real quick, just to tell you, the production team that's going to be shooting it is 85 Creative. They produce Redbirds Baseball, 901 FC Soccer, Professional Soccer, Live MMA Promotions. They do all the ABC 24. I say all. They do most of the ABC 24 live broadcasts. And then also on the other side, you have the United Wrestling Network and David Marquez, who produce everything from NWA Power, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Strong, and Lionsgate, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, Championship Wrestling from Memphis, our current program. So we're tag teaming what I feel like is the best of wrestling production, the best of Memphis sports production, putting them together to bring you Championship Wrestling from Memphis. It's going to be awesome. So if you haven't gotten those tickets, they will sell out. Ringside sold out in less than 2 days. We're only at 25% capacity, so that's only 75 tickets. And once we sell those out, we start looking ahead to the next one. And that's the most important thing. Anybody that's listening to this, if you're outside of the viewing area and you can't purchase a ticket, it costs nothing to just share. Just share it. That way more people know that Memphis Wrestling is back. I am freaking thrilled about it, man.
Well, here's what I got. Man, you're just telling me something, and I expected you to be announcing it with Maria, and I even kind of nudged you and said, who's going to join you, blah, 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 and you're keeping – I seen some people in the first commercial, and then all of a sudden you yanked that commercial, so I'm thinking maybe you're going to do some surprises, and so I'm all excited. And when – you know how I like to do shows. Like, if you was ever at a live show with me – you had a big match. You never told me the finish. You stayed away from me because I wanted to see the finish as the fans see the finish. So I don't want any, spoilers or anything like that. I want to see it and react as possible. But Dustin, and I'm not just saying this because you're sitting across from me, but I've always thought you and Maria were some of the top talent in this area. So why are we going to sit at the announcer's table? Are we going to get into the ring? Are we going to be able to do any of that?
Brother. Brother. You've been watching Memphis wrestling since the 70s. You know as well as I do that somebody's going to get the big mouth. Somebody's going to have to talk some trash. Somebody's going to pick some sort of fight. So don't think that I'm not going to be getting in the ring, because I absolutely will be getting in the ring. But it'll be a little bit different. You know, I honestly personally feel like that my future is doing stuff outside of the squared circle, my longevity. That doesn't mean I still can't wrestle. That doesn't mean I'm retired and all that kind of stuff. I'm still going to get in the ring and everything, but it's just the roles have kind of changed as the times change. You know, I'm not 15, 16, 17, 18, 20 years old anymore. That doesn't mean I'm old. It just means that we're shifting a little bit of the focus, so to speak. So I think my longevity is outside of the ring, but absolutely. I've been asked that a lot of times, especially by, you know, some of the Memphis Grizzlies fans and fans that know that I wrestle and all that kind of stuff and mix it up. But yeah, I'll be definitely getting in the ring. So you just have to watch and stay tuned for that.
Here's, you know, you're probably going to get some, there's going to be some people, you know, giving you a little heat and say, why can Dustin do this? Who does Dustin think he is? Blah, blah, blah. I want to tell everybody this real quick. And then you can say what you want to say, but you have been building since, and people are going to think, well, BT's full of shit. He's just riding Dustin's sack here, but that's not what I'm doing. The thing is, you've been building this since day one, buddy. You know, the Redbirds, what did you just tell me? The Redbirds people going to do the camera. You, all of your sources, everything that you do, you're lining everything up for this end product, for this, what are we doing in the end? Well, Dustin at 16 years old was saying, I want to be on Memphis Wrestling TV. I know you wasn't thinking I want to be the boss and in charge of doing everything right backstage, but this is something that people, Dustin may have some people that don't like him. I know that might surprise you, Dustin, but
really? Wow, you don't say.
We'll talk about that on the other. You'll have to get the full episode here. You might have some people that don't like you, Dustin.
Hey,
but
you should have heard me trying to buy a wrestling ring. Oh my gosh. Let me tell you, everybody was just so thrilled about selling me one. Let me tell you.
I bet they were. Either that or they wanted to charge you $2,000 more. But my deal is, what do you say to those people that don't know how much heart you got in this? I'm not talking about the money. I'm not talking about the TV. I'm not talking about the ego, the exposure, and everything. I'm talking about your heart. This is you. This is what you've always wanted to do.
If anybody ever questions questions my love for classic Memphis wrestling or the current wrestling product or anything like that, they're just flat out lying. That's just not true. The only reason that I'm doing any of this is because I love classic Memphis wrestling. And that's what I grew up watching when I was, 5 years old watching. I used to practice promos in the mirror. It wasn't talking to, you know, Vince McMahon or Jim Ross. I practiced promos in the mirror talking to Lance and Dave. That's all I ever wanted to do was wrestle on Memphis wrestling, Lance and Dave. Now, of course, WWE and WCW and stuff came later, but it was Memphis wrestling. And then, you know, fast forward going into Power Pro and setting up the rings and being a part of what was going on and seeing all the developmental stuff and meeting, you know, the Derek Kings and the Alan Steeles and Brandon Baxters and stuff like that was just awesome. And then you fast forward to Corey Macklin's version of Memphis wrestling and what he was able to do. He made me a champion on that show. And back then I probably wasn't ready for it, you know, whatever the case may be. But fast forward now, the whole reason that we did the syndicated product with Dave Marquez and Championship Wrestling from Hollywood is because this was our goal, was to bring back Memphis wrestling. It was a proof of concept. You've got to literally crawl before you walk. It's business. You've got to be profitable in order to start spending money. And I think that's what's wrong a little bit with the wrestling business, is that it's not looked at like a legit business. It's looked at like wrestling. And so what we've done, and gosh, this is no plug or no shill, but anybody in Mississippi, Arkansas, or Tennessee, if you need any kind of home improvement, go to Pro Shingle, ProShingle.com. Look, this is not an advertisement.
Those, I know what you're saying, brother. I do.
They love wrestling. They have helped us get this far. We would not be doing championship wrestling from Memphis without the guys and gals at Pro Shingle. There's just no way. So we've had some really good partners. David Marquez has been awesome. And it's basically everything that we've done has led up to February 14th.
It has. Guys, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take the commercial break. We're going off live feed. So the only way you can follow that is Patreon. I got some questions to ask you about the talent. We're going to talk about the talent. And I was reading a book last night, and Dustin Starr was mentioned in the book.
Really?
Can you believe that? So we'll talk about that. Listen to the podcast this afternoon or follow us on Patreon. Thank you guys for watching here on Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah.
Memphis Wrestling is back, featuring Alan Steele, Derek King, The Posse, Superstar Bill Dundee, King Cobra, and more. Championship Wrestling from Memphis.
This episode is brought to you by Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is the perfect blend of water and silicone. It is an all-purpose personal lubricant that can be used for any occasion. You will love the natural feeling and look of it. It is safe for sensitive skin. Go to spunklube.com and tell them Shootin' the Shiznit sent you.
If you're stuck in the house and still want to order food, go with Uber Eats. That's right. Download Uber Eats on your favorite device. Get $7 off your first order by using this code EATS-BRIANT247-90UE. That's EATS-BRIANT247-90UE. Hey, before we bring Dustin back, I want to bring my old buddy Lance over here to talk about Manscaped.
So Manscaped, happy new year for Manscaped. They are the best in men's below the waist, not above the waist, although there's some of us that get it mistaken. So best below the waist grooming offering, precision engineered tools for your family jewels, tools for the jewels. They're here to help you with clean balls to ring in the new year. So ring in the new year with the right tools for that job.
All right. So happy 2021. And spoiler alert. Oh, this is a spoiler alert, Lance. Yeah. Hairy nuts are still gross. Step into the new year with the tree standing taller and shave your boys. Hey, did you notice that? It looks like the tree's taller, man, when you shave like your boys.
Just a little bit taller. So, okay.
Manscaped is here to give you a New Year's resolution that you actually want to keep. The Perfect Package 3.0 is the below the waist grooming package you need to start off strong this year.
So come out of quarantine with clean balls. We got to say balls about 75 times in this. Thanks to the Lawnmower 3.0. This waterproof skin-safe trimmer will reduce nicks, not Stevie Nicks, to your two best friends. Third-generation trimmer even has a light to shine in the promised land of 2021 looking to be. So it's also time to freshen up down there for the new year. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why not put them on the smelliest part of your body too? So, and for on-the-go freshness, get this. You'll love the Crop Reviver. It's a ball toner spray. Not toner like ink, not black ink on your balls. It's a toner spray.
Just a couple of sprays makes you feel fresh there.
Like a spritz.
Start the new year with a fresh set of testes, thanks to Manscaped. Manscaped even threw in their shed travel bag to keep all your goodies stored comfortably. Speak of comfort, the Manscaped anti-chafing boxer briefs are also included. Man, I love those things, and bring your underwear game to the next level. Bring sexy back in 2021 and tell us how, Lance.
You can get 20% off and free shipping. That is big. With the code STSPOD, right?
That's STSPOD.
STSPOD at manscaped.com. That's MANSCAPED.com. and your balls, your testes, your nuts, all the adjectives and the synonyms that we used in here will thank you.
That's right. 20% off, free shipping with the code STSPOD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use the code STSPOD. New year, new balls.
New balls.
All right, back from commercials. We want to thank everybody. Was it really that good this past Wednesday? We did about the Tom Robinson benefit, kind of like a folklore of stuff. And then in the Observer, going to look at what Dave Meltzer thought about Wrestle Kingdom. And did we agree with him or disagree with him? And I've got the second part right here. First, we're going to start talking about the talent. I'm going to rattle off names and you tell me, why did you pick this guy? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Derek King.
Why not? He's the man. None of this. I probably wouldn't be sitting in the same spot that I am had it not been for Derek King. So Derek King is a no-brainer. He's got to be there.
Awesome. And it's the weird thing is I've talked about this with everybody. If you go with who's the last stars that were made on Memphis Wrestling, if you look back, it was almost like since Jimmy Hart left, we've had Jeff Jarrett, Brian Christopher, and guess what? Derek King. Derek King was, everybody knows he was on Memphis Wrestling on Power Pro. And speaking of Power Pro, how about Alan Steele?
Very best wrestler in the Mid-South, hands down. There's no question. If anybody feels differently, then reach out to me because I need to book you. Alan Steele is awesome. I feel like that not everybody has seen that, because last time we saw Alan Steele on television, he wasn't the Alan Steele of today. You know, and that's another thing is we were kind of that last Memphis Wrestling wasn't for us, so to speak. It just wasn't for us. This Memphis Wrestling will be for us. And not only Derek, but Alan will be able to showcase exactly what he can do and why he is the best wrestler in the Mid-South, hands down.
I agree. I remember seeing him on a show in Dyesburg as I watched the video, actually the screen, and the match just kept building, building and building. And I was thinking to myself, I'm seeing a match, the quality of WWE of whatever, right here in Dyesburg, Tennessee, in front of 200 people. And he was just flawless, completely flawless. Big fan of Alice Steele. How about big fan of this tag team, the Posse?
The Posse. There's nobody more fun than the Posse. And, of course, me and Simon trained together back when I was 15 years old. We were a longtime tag team, and we were the Beale Street Posse. So, he's kind of spun off with Lil' Chris. Lil' Chris, he lives here in Memphis. He's very helpful, you know, not only in front of the camera but behind the camera. And so is Simon. So I just feel like that these guys with the face paint and the cool gear and the spiked shoulder pads and all that kind of stuff, they are going to be so much fun. And the cool thing here is we can do character development with backstage skits and have that fun that we see maybe behind the scenes. So it's not necessarily all about the matches. You know, when we tape TV, it's not all about the matches. We can tell character stories and get these guys over with some backstage segments. And I think that the Posse will be one of the most beloved tag teams that we have, if not the most beloved tag team that
we have. When I was doing the website, the Posse were doing a show in Ripley. I think you were at the show. I think you and Derek's one that told me to come to that show, and it was outside. And y'all didn't tell me it was outside until I was there. And
surprise!
Because I don't go outside. You know I don't. We're in my pajamas right now.
Was that at the ball field?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, it was packed, man. Packed.
Oh, it was. And here's the thing. I remember someone pulling me to the side. I'm not going to say who it was, but it's one of the workers in the dressing room. And they said, oh, you ever notice the Posse? They're not really good wrestlers. And I said, I want you to go out there. I want you to watch the match. I want you to tell me what they're doing that you don't do. It's what I told the person. And I want you to watch the match. The fans were crying, Dustin. They were crying because the Posse was getting beat up. And here's what Simon was doing. He was doing something that no one in this area even had a clue to what they were doing about this, but he was doing double heat. All they were doing was getting a little bit of a hot tag, cut off, and getting beat up more. The old Jerry Lawler pulling down the strap and coming back. They were so freaking over. Sell out shirts. You know how much gimmicks you were selling as part of the Bill Street, but they were so over and so good. And entertaining so entertaining.
Yeah.
So
cheap plug. If you go to championshipwrestlingmemphis.com and you click the t-shirt button, then you go to the site. That's where you can buy superstar t-shirts. So all of our roster members that are interested, they will have their t-shirt there. The posse sent me like 15 t-shirts to design. They're the real deal, man. They're very fun. They're very entertaining. And I'm telling you, the people go absolutely nuts for them, and they pay to see them. Within the first day of releasing those tickets, the posse had basically sold out the front row. So proof's in the pudding.
Oh, just over, so over, and the fans love them, and that they were doing stuff. You talk about merch, and everybody talks about the Young Bucks. The posse was doing what the Young Bucks did 15 years later. When they were selling those shirts, had a place for the shirts, were getting the shirts for $7 and selling for $20. And, hey, man, you want me to get you some shirts? Simon was, I mean, he was hustling back then. All right, let's get through some legends. A couple legends that's going to be there. Bill Dundee and King Cobra. Talk to me about those two guys.
The superstar. Man, come on. Five-star and the superstar. I'll tell you a little story that nobody knows is that when I bought the ring, the brand new ring that I have, superstar Bill Dundee came along with me, him and Rex. So me and the superstar are tight. We have been for a really long time. When I got married, my son, he very young at the time, he cut a promo in front of the gimmick on the beach. And he was like, I tell you what, that superstar Bill Dundee better not come here. I heard he's going to come here and try to crash this wedding. He better not. So superstar, five-star, we got to have the superstar. He, to me, is one of the most – his name is synonymous with classic Memphis wrestling. And then King Cobra, I've always felt like – and he's become a very good friend of mine. A lot of respect. I feel like that he never got his just due. Doesn't matter who, what, when, where, or how, or why, or whatever. But I will actually give you a breaking story here. One of our first tapings, we'll have a three-week blockbuster spectacular that it's going to be the Cobra Cup. We are going to crown a Cobra Cup winner in our first series of tapings. It's a trophy that's dedicated to King Cobra. So he will be there for that. And both of these guys are legends. And they told me, Dustin, we respect what you're doing. Whatever you need us to do, we're there. So hats off to both of those guys.
Well, since you've seen Dundee recently, let me know. Does his hair look like does it look like yours now, or is it still gray? Come on.
He's the silver fox.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. So people can't see this that are not watching the video on Patreon, but in the very top right-hand corner of this video, I have all the other guys that's going to be there. Can you, and you see this because you've been doing it. Tell me, start from the left side and tell me the names and real quick. How did you pick these guys?
Okay. So there are more guys on the roster, and you'll see videos and graphics that come out. I can't stooge everything off all at once. The graphic just disappeared, but I will tell you, I know that from the left is Extreme Gun Show Bret Michaels. And if anybody is familiar with local independent wrestling, Boonville, Mississippi, he owns the place. The dude is big. The dude is jacked, and he's the guy that I've worked with for over 20 years. So it's time for everybody else to learn who the Gun Show is. I think Mike Anthony is next on that list, and this is a completely different Mike Anthony. He is a self-made savage. The guy is a freaking beast. He's actually gotten in such great shape that he's doing physique contests now. He's hungry.
Me too, Dustin. You didn't know about that. I was doing
He is starving. So 1 year ago when we were backstage with Brandy, Cody, and Tony Khan and the AEW crew, guess who else was there? Mike Anthony. So it's time for everybody else to know exactly who Mike Anthony is. And then I believe in the middle is Action Jackson, because when I say action, you say Jackson.
Action. Jackson, I'm sorry. Oh, man, I'll have to cut that out. Let's do it one more time. Let's do it again.
Say action, you say Jackson.
Jackson, action. There we go. There we go. No one will know I fucked that up. So there we go.
So Action Jackson to me is an awesome character with a backpack. He's got the juice that he sips on during. He's got the gold chain. He's got the shades. The dude is so cool, but he didn't have a platform for very many people to see it because it was just in front of a crowd, like you were saying, and Ripley, you know, 200 people. All right,
Kevin used him. I think this is one of Kevin's ideas, Kevin Lawler's idea, and he didn't really like it at first, but man, he was over. All he's got to do is come out and start, and he's over as I don't know what. So
trust me, the crowd is going to be able. This is the platform he needs to not only get that catchphrase over, but then maybe even to get a job. I mean, Action Jackson, he is exciting. So I'm looking forward to Action Jackson. Also on that list is Big Swole Justin Cole. And a lot of people may not know, but I booked and the Grizzlies booked the Big Swole on some of the wrestling nights. So he had the pregame match. And then also he was in costume as a heel bear and got beat up by Grizz. He had a backstage, you know, a big fight scene.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that's him. That's him. So he's been very active in the area, and it's time to put him on television. And I think there's one more on that list. Who's on the far right? Because the graphic disappeared on me.
I'm not sure who that is. I'm not sure who's the far right. And then you got Humongous in the back, right?
Yeah, so Humongous, that's a classic Memphis. I see the graphic now. It's a classic wrestling character that's that we're bringing back. And you know what? There was a little internet buzz about, oh, what are they doing? You know, and all that kind of stuff. Come on, man. Everybody has been humongous. You know, Kane has been humongous. Sid has been humongous. Gosh, Gary Nations, they've all been humongous. So why are we complaining about this? So just wait until you see what we have in store for Humongous. And I'm trying to see this small graphic here to see who that is on the far end. Oh, that's DJ Brown. So Danny B. Good's son, DJ Brown.
Oh, wow. He looks like Danny B. I didn't know his son was wrestling. So, yeah, he looks like Danny B.
Very, very talented athlete that's been doing a lot of work with Sir Mo and SOAR Championship Wrestling. You know, I've been in the ring with him many years ago. He was a kid that grew up in the wrestling business, and I've wrestled his dad, Danny B., so many times. So now he's going to get his opportunity as well. But that's the list of guys that we have on the graphic right there. But if you go to championshipwrestlingmemphis.com/roster or just click the tab and hit roster, you'll see every single day we're updating that list and we're adding guys to it because we want to have some surprises. We also want to be transparent. You know, somebody said the other day on my Facebook Live, why don't you get Norman, the Russian? Said I got a meeting with him tomorrow. So now he's added to the website. So we're listening to the fans, and we're recruiting people.
You don't want to tell them everything. Me, like I told you, I want to be kayfabe. I want to enjoy the show for what it is and what's going on. So here, I teased this so people could do Patreon and everything. So I'm going to read you something real quick, and I want you to tell me who he's talking about. Okay. Reading Randy Hales' book last night. Randy Hales' Power Pro book. Come on now.
What?
I'm going to tell you right up front, Dustin, if you are a Memphis wrestling history person, a lot of stuff, very interesting. You know me, I love listening to the backstage because a lot of people didn't do backstage back then. The only way you could get backstage, Dustin, is if Jerry said, okay, come on, or Jeff Jarrett said, come on, you can come back, or Calhoun or Randy Hale said, okay, it's okay for you to hang out tonight. Other than that, you didn't see backstage. And for Randy to talk about backstage and the things that happens kind of interesting and in his point of view too, everybody has, I don't know how to put this, everybody that writes a wrestling book, every wrestler makes themselves to be a little bit more important than they really were. It's not a stab at Randy. It's a stab at every wrestler. And if I wrote a book about myself, I'd do the same thing, Dustin. I'd talk about how important I was. But here's who – this is a guy from the Memphis area he's talking about. So let me read what he said. He's blank. I'm not going to tell you his name. Blank is a good talent and has been successful, but not to the level of his dreams. He is one of a lot of current independent wrestlers who have huge resentment of the glory days of Memphis wrestling. Who is Randy Hales talking about, Dustin?
Man, I have no idea.
He's talking about you. What the hell?
He's wrong. He's trying to get a response. That's it. I'm flattered that he took the time to write about me in his book. But first of all, I would have never known any of this had you not told me. because number one, I wouldn't read it. Not at this point anyway.
It's pre-owned Kindle Unlimited. I'll let you know that.
There was a little internet spat where I think he's doing his best Jim Cornette impersonation, trying to get a reaction from me. And then I just refuse. I don't do that. If there's one thing that I don't do, it's spar back and forth with somebody on social media, because you know what? No matter what anybody says, I'm going to continue to do what I'm going to do. And that's it. And I don't have to throw anybody under the bus.
I actually sent him a text and I said, dude, I totally disagree with what you said about Dustin in your book. That's what I put. I'll send you a copy of what he said. Two words, and you could probably guess what he said. I told him we weren't having this conversation because me and you were buddies, and I would tell him what I thought about his book when I got done. That was a conversation we had last night. But I was shocked because here, let me look at the time, okay? Me and you've been talking for almost 30 minutes. Me and you talk. Maybe once a week, sometimes two times a month. And almost every time it's about Memphis wrestling. Where would anyone think in all of your shows, where would anyone come up with the belief that you have a huge resentment of the guys in Memphis wrestling? Because even me, I've told you, man, you're going to keep using these old guys and you got to put these young, even me, I've said that. I've even been, you go, no, Dundee's going to be on the show. I'll get blah on the show. I'll get this guy on the show. I'm using the legends of Memphis wrestling.
They will have a different role. Yes, they will have a different role, but they all need to be there. They need to be there. They're the reason why we are here. So I have no idea where Randy's coming from that other than just trying to get a response from me. If you look at what we've done historically, we had Dutch Mantel in and we did an evening with Dutch and we sold tickets for that. We did a superstar tribute with Bill Dundee. I've had Bill Dundee booked with CW30 to walk with us in a holiday parade, a New Year's Day parade. We've booked Bill Dundee at our television show. We've booked Bill Dundee anytime that we can use Bill Dundee. I've booked King Cobra the same way. I did special interviews from inside Mid-South Coliseum with King Cobra, the exact spot where he pinned Jerry the King Lawler in 1989 for the Unified World Championship. We have literally basically paved everything that we've done off of the history of Memphis wrestling. For him to say that is a bold-faced lie. Maybe he has some sort of resentment towards me. Maybe he resents me and what I'm doing because he's not doing it. I have no idea, but that's not – it's the furthest thing from my mind.
I understand that. I'm going to
do my thing.
Yeah, I can understand comments about you that you're brash, that you piss somebody off. You know, me and you've had disagreements. What the hell? That's what friends do. For people just to say you couldn't care about Memphis wrestling is really, like I said, ridiculous. We spent 30 minutes talking about it. I was like, you know, I probably would have not reached out to him, but then I thought, this is so incorrect because I'm going to be talking to him the next day and it's all about Memphis wrestling. So, So what I want you to do, we're going to end it right here, but I want you to put all you're good about doing that throughout the show, but let's do it. Let's do it at the very end. Put all the stuff over. How do you get tickets? When does the show start airing? And by the way, we are going to be airing, me and old Rhino JB, right after the show, talking about rolling into Mempo, baby. It's going to be the review show. So go ahead and tell everybody how to get tickets. And you said already the front row or the $15 tickets are sold out, right?
All the ringside seats are sold out. There's only 75 seats available in the house. There were 30 ringside seats. They're all gone. We've already sold about a fourth of the general admission tickets. General admission is only $10. Kids 10 and under are only $5. So we tried to price this thing
to bring
the whole family. February 14th, there are tickets available. Now, I said this on my live that they will sell out. These tickets will sell out. They're limited. That's it. Once they're gone, they're gone. We can't release more tickets because of the CDC rules and regulations.
Right. Everybody, I was going to mention that. Yeah. All the health guidelines will be strictly enforced. You're going to have to be wearing a mask, temperature checks, a whole nine yards. Dustin doesn't play when it comes to this stuff. So
no, we don't, and neither does Dave Marquez and the United Wrestling Network. And then also Top of the Line Event Hall is a fantastic facility. They have marble floors, chandeliers hanging. I mean, it's a great place.
That sounds like my living room, Dustin. Chandelier, marble floor.
You can fit 300 people in there. So having 75, we're plenty spaced out. We're going to tape about a month's worth of TV there. Some of that stuff will be backstage skits that we're filming and stuff, but you'll have a full action-packed day of the very best. We are going to start the Cobra Cup, so that way we'll have something to launch with that Cobra Cup. But championshipwrestlingmemphis.com is where you can get all the tickets, T-shirts, the whole nine yards. And you can also follow us at CW30 Wrestling. The premiere of our very first Championship Wrestling from Memphis is going to be on February 27th at noon, just like our regular time slot. The only thing changing is it's going to be 100% localized Memphis wrestling.
All right, guys, you know, same bat time, same bat channel, on the best little wrestling podcast in the business. Be there! And as everyone knows, and Dustin knows this for sure, I love my mama. Thank you, Dustin.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy that episode? Cash App us, that's right. $BTSTS. Cash App us, $1, $2. If you Cash App us over $12, I'll give you 1 year of Patreon for free.
Graphic design is very important. Your logo is the first image potential customers see. What kind of impression would you want to make today? Need a podcast logo or a t-shirt design? KT does art. Her name has become synonymous with quality and professionalism in the graphic design community. She specializes in graphic design, painting, and more. She provides affordable commissions and professional quality with a timely delivery. Contact KT via email at kt_doesart@yahoo.com. Check out her Instagram at instagram.com/kt_doesart.
Hey, that was another great episode of Shooting the Shiznit. We're currently looking for contestants for Who Wants to Be the Best Shiznitter Ever Championship 2021. A shout out to our sponsors this month. And also, we have Patreon. It is only $1 at www.patreon.com/shootingtheshiznit without a G. A big thank you and a shout out to Bob McGee at Pro Wrestling, Between the Sheets, and Gene Jackson at localsthelegends.com. You can reach us on Twitter at comicbookmarkBT, Instagram BT Shooting the Shiznit without a G, Facebook Shooting the Shiznit with a G, and we're also at Cool Kids Wrestling and MMA Talk. You gotta ask to get in. If we don't like you, we'll kick you out. That's right. And you can get all the archives to all the episodes at www.stspod.club. All right, let's do a roll call of my favorite podcast. So my favorite non-wrestling podcast would be Who's Right Podcast, Poor Boys Podcast, The Official Podcast, Man Brain Podcast, My Favorite Murder Podcast, I Am Fat Podcast, and my buddies over there, Richard Josh at P3 Radio. Hey guys, thanks for joining us today. Remember, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.